This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Tens of thousands of people in northern Michigan could lose health insurance with the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. In fact, northern Michigan has more people on average who signed up for health care through the law than most other areas in the state. That's according to a report earlier this month from Bridge Magazine. Mike Wilkinson is one of the writers of that story, and he's here to talk. Mike, thanks for coming on.
I'm glad to be here.
What would the repeal of Obamacare mean for northern Michigan in particular?
Well, a lot of people in northern Michigan who are taking advantage of it benefited from the expansion of Medicaid. In parts of the region, you know, Leelanau County, for instance, half of the people that are on Medicaid are only on it because they expanded Medicaid, and they allowed people who were making up to 133% of the poverty level to qualify for the aid, the government-based aid. And you see that across the region, from the shores of Lake Huron all the way to Lake Michigan and even into a good portion of the Upper Peninsula.
The Affordable Care Act is hugely complex. Maybe we can go back and just get a brief explanation of how the ACA or Obamacare has affected healthcare in Michigan.
Well, there's two main pillars that it's affected people, you know, in terms of how it's directly affecting them. One is the Medicaid expansion, and the state legislature and the governor back in 2014 agreed to take additional money from the federal government and expand the definition of income that could qualify for Medicaid. And that added over 600,000 people statewide, and that's the part that had helped many of the people in the northern part of the state. The other component was the insurance policies that people could buy on the exchanges. Now, Michigan did not create its own exchange, unlike some other states, but people here who are required to have insurance, that was one of the most contentious issues of the Affordable Care Act. Many people bought policies through that, and a number of people in northern Michigan did as well. In Grand Traverse County, obviously, which is where Traverse City is, over 4,000 people got ACA helps through buying a policy, and another 4,000 got it from the expansion of Medicaid.
You've put together maps of Michigan compiling data about Obamacare, and one of the things that jumps out is that the first congressional district, which is the northern third of the Lower Peninsula, and then all of the Upper Peninsula, has benefited from Obamacare more than some other parts of the state. How does this district compare to the rest of Michigan?
Well, it does have the higher levels, again, mainly because of the expansion of Medicaid. But here's how it differs a little bit. It is the area of the state that voted most heavily for Donald Trump, who vowed to repeal Obamacare and the Affordable Law, which is the Affordable Care Act. So you have that kind of that disconnect between the people, the area that is benefiting the most, supporting the candidate who vowed to eliminate it.
What other areas in the state compare to northern Michigan when it comes to a larger percentage of people getting help through Obamacare?
Well, and you have Metro Detroit. You have Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties having higher levels. But in cases of Oakland and Wayne County, they voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. Macomb County did go for Donald Trump. What's interesting is you have seen this around the country. Kentucky went for Trump, and there are areas within Kentucky where the percentages of people getting the assistance through the Medicaid expansion, it's 30, 40, 50% in counties that went 80% for Donald Trump. So clearly people were voting who were getting the aid were voting against the policies in a way. In Michigan, you have areas of the state where it's 10 or 20% of the people are getting either Medicaid or Medicaid expansion or have bought a policy, and Donald Trump got 60, 70% of the vote. Those people didn't have to necessarily vote against them, but in an area where 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 8 of your neighbors is getting the aid, you were voting to take it away from them in a sense.
Why is Obamacare so unpopular among large parts of the state?
Well, people across the country and the state have chafed at some of the restrictions. Almost all of our policies have gone up in price, whether you are buying a policy through the Affordable Care Act or not. There were things that every policy had to have mental health coverage, and that drove up the cost. So that made people angry. There was no longer, you could no longer get the major medical, you know, the high, really high deductible, but very low coverage policies. So that is why one reason why people are upset. A lot of people looked at it and said, you know, wait a minute, it's helping, you know, 1 million people in the state. If you throw in Medicaid, it's 2 million people in the state. Well, what about the other 8 million? We're having to pay for it, or at least that's the perception. You were paying for a lot of that before when you were paying for taxes for Medicaid, or the hospitals were charging you more money because they were having to give free care to other people. It's a very complex policy and law. I don't think a lot of people understand. But one thing that really came out that was fascinating out of Kentucky is, and it is the case here in Michigan, Medicaid expansion in Michigan is called Healthy Michigan. It's not called Medicaid expansion. There are probably thousands of people who are getting additional assistance because of the Affordable Care Act who don't even know it, who think it's through the state or it's something that just the legislature. It would only be there if for the Affordable Care Act. And a lot of people don't realize the Affordable Care Act is also Obamacare.
Republicans in Washington have been quiet about what they plan to replace the Affordable Care Act with, even though they've said that they're going to repeal and replace. Is there a replacement that you can imagine that would lead to, you know, people in northern Michigan and across the state not losing the health care that they've received through the ACA?
Well, there are a number of plans out there. I think that's one of the myths, was that the Republicans did not have a plan. A lot of people had plans. There doesn't seem to be an agreement behind any one plan. I mean, Speaker Paul Ryan has a plan. Representative Tom Price, who's going to lead the Health and Human Services Department, has a plan. I don't know which one is going to emerge as the leading successor to the Affordable Care Act.
Mike Wilkinson is a staff writer for Bridge Magazine. Mike, thanks for making time.
No problem. Glad to be here.